No, I'm going to summarize something different.
Okay.
What do you love about my friend, Matt King?
Oh, my gosh.
I haven't calmed down blushing this entire episode. Fine.
Howdy, folks. Welcome back to Hoot and a Half. Guys, this is a very special episode. One, many, many people have requested, and I have been pressing to try to make happen. Patricia has been pressing me to make happen.
So have I. We've all been working really hard behind the scenes to make this happen.
Mm-hmm. And she's finally here!
Patricia!
There we go.
For the folks who don't know who Patricia is my girlfriend. My girlfriend of a year and 5 months, to be exact.
Your girlfriend, your significant other, your partner, your friend, your confidant.
My twin.
Some people believe sibling. Not true. They are not related.
People think that a lot about Patricia and I.
I mean, you guys do
I
look like
I am from Alabama, but that's...
I'm terrified we're going to end up on that Instagram account.
Dating or siblings?
Siblings are dating.
Siblings are dating.
Is that that's an account that people post photos
they
of?
They tag us in it all the time.
Oh, really?
They tag us in it?
Well, unlike comments, yeah.
Oh, but the account hasn't picked us up. No.
Yeah. And Patricia, you're from?
Alabama.
The great state of Alabama.
Great state of Alabama.
Born and raised.
And I do not like the University of Alabama.
Is that where you went to school?
No, I went to Auburn University.
You know this. This is Auburn. This is why I wear Auburn hats.
It's a
Auburn
talk show, man. I know this. This is called storytelling, okay? Creating a little bit of drama.
Storytelling.
I was like, how long? Like, you've known Patricia.
She just posted the thing about how you bought a hat, an Auburn hat, early on.
Auburn flag. I think was when one of your friends did something in Auburn. And they brought back that merch, and then...
Oh, yeah. David had an appearance at Auburn, and Natalie made sure she got me,
it was
like,
right
Auburn
when
merch.
Like, we first went on dates.
Hold on. I guess we should kind of, like, backpedal a little bit before even jumping in to how much you despise the University of Alabama.
Yikes.
Should we just hop right into how Patricia and I first met?
It was J-Date, right?
J-Date?
Yeah, you guys are both looking
Jewish
for...
date?
Yeah, you guys are both looking for
a Jew. Yeah, we're just some Gentiles with gentle eyes.
And then I met each of you separately on the dating apps, and then I said, you know what, I think these two would work
J-Date,
together.
I thought that was a holiday, but it's an app.
It's an app. It's like it's like Farmers Only, but...
Christian Mingle,
yes. J-Date, Grindr,
Bikernaut.
Bikernaut?
Yeah, Bikernaut's like a dating app and
for like motorcycles or like
for
Lance
bikers.
Armstrong.
No. Bikernaut, like bikers. Like
bike or not?
Like Harley Davidson bikers.
Like broom broom.
Do they just use it when they're on the road and they just want to meet somebody?
I think so. Pretty much. You know, you have to find those people on the road when you're a motorcyclist.
You ever
do they drop them off and then they go to the next place?
Oh, it's like touring around the country picking up different bikers.
Yeah, that's exactly it. That's why when you see all of that, you know, huge caravan of Harley Davidson drivers.
Those are all dates.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They just all met. It's a big group date from Bikernaut. But no, we did not meet on J-Date. We did not meet on
J-Date.
Oh, J-Date. My bad. We did not meet on J-Date. We did not meet on Bikernaut. We did not meet on Christian Mingle.
We met on the SEC championship game in December 2018, and I do not remember meeting you at all.
Really? She doesn't. She has zero memory of
the first. And I remember that entire day. It was the Alabama-Georgia game.
There was also a UT game happening that day, which was the reason why I was at the party. And I'm pretty sure the people that were hosting that party...
It was all Texas people because my old roommate's from Texas. Went to Texas from Texas.
So it was a game with a bunch of UT Texas alums.
In LA,
watching it, and Patricia was just there saying, change the channel. There's a better game on.
Oh,
which is
which there was the a Auburn better game on. No, right. It was Alabama, Georgia.
Yes, and there were a bunch of Georgia people there, too. Anyways.
So you're at this party.
I show up to this party with
me and
my friend Cam. And, well, I don't really meet Patricia.
You just kind of see her?
The entire time at the party, though, I kind of... see her from across the room, and I think she's just the cutest girl in the world. You know, she has this gorgeous blonde hair, these big blue eyes, this adorable raspy voice.
Yes.
And she is schooling all of these guys at the party about football,
about
college football.
Very specific.
A subject I know nothing about.
If it was Meg Ryan trivia, you'd be in the hot
seat.
It's a good thing that we are both not football people because... we need the balance.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. We but need the I think I also find it really attractive when somebody knows so much about a subject you know nothing about.
Right.
And especially when it's an area of expertise that you feel like you really lack in.
Yes.
And you should know more about. Yeah. And for me, that's sports.
As a Texas guy, you knowing nothing about football is almost like...
Yeah, I know.
Well, I mean, you're talking about UT. They think they have. They think it's going to be their year every year, and it hasn't been your year since what?
Welcome back to Smack Talk with Patricia Flack.
Okay, so I see her just schooling these guys, talking about, oh, well, your player traded this, and this coach did that, and I was just in awe of her. Mm-hmm. And I remember getting pretty close, trying to talk to you. I was talking to your friend Jennifer a bit, thinking like, okay, now she's going to introduce me to Patricia. Mm-hmm. It doesn't happen. My buddy Cam says, hey, buddy, we need to leave. Even though we had been at the party for like a good few hours, I hadn't made my move. And
you didn't make the intro.
No, I didn't. And I just said, screw it. I went up to Patricia. I don't say my name. I don't ask for her name. Patricia, what did I say?
I just need to tell you that you're such a light. Is that it?
Pretty much such along a the light. Line. Oh, well, she doesn't even remember it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Why is he asking me?
It's like his memory that you're reciting.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I think I'm starting to have memory of it just because it's been implanted in my head from him.
Okay. It sounds really creepy looking back on it, but I trust you it wasn't.
I don't think it sounds creepy.
And when I said my... Oh, you made me flush.
Oh, yeah. You were like, oh, you're making me blush. I like was just like, hey, I just want to let you know. I think you're like so beautiful and you're such a light. You have such a good energy about you. And I just wanted to say that. She was like, oh, you're making me blush. And I got out of there.
I wonder if there was a different girl at the party that you actually said this to that's like out there right now. Like, that was me.
No,
that was me.
It was 100.
And Patricia's like, watched this happen. And it wasn't Patricia. It was some other girl with a raspy voice.
Trust me. It
some
was.
Some girl named Tiffany out there.
Well, I'm sorry, Tiffany.
It was not Tiffany. Okay. It was Patricia. Okay. Trust me.
Whatever
but
you say.
I remember, though, I like had to creep on Instagram for a long time trying to figure out through mutual friends who was there.
Oh, you tried to do some recon after, like, who was that girl?
Yeah, okay. I had to because I didn't get her name. Right. And then,
well, as luck turned out, you fast forward a month, we're at some birthday party with the same group of people at a different party.
I was there for this one.
Yes.
And I don't remember meeting you, but all of a sudden...
You guys started taking memory pills?
This was a party. We showed up and we were humiliated.
Matt was wearing a suit.
Oh, yes. 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 Yes.
I just spat all across the room.
Okay. So I know this definitely happened and I definitely remember you at this party.
Now, should we explain why we were in suits
yes.
at this party?
Yes. Please explain.
Okay. So
do you know why?
It was, they said it was a bar mitzvah.
Yes.
Yes. It was like a bar mitzvah themed party. And Cam wanted to troll us, our good friend whose friend was hosting the party.
I didn't know that part.
And I had moved to LA 2 weeks prior. I was sleeping on Matt's couch for a week. He drove me around. I found a place. I moved in. And then 2 weeks later, he's like, we're going to a party. It's going to be
and
at
you
this
get
mansion.
Humiliated.
And well, and so he's like, it's a bar mitzvah theme. So I said, okay, well, we have to wear at
no,
least.
Cam told us.
Well, you told me.
To wear
yeah.
suits. To dress up really formal. It's going to be a very formal party.
Yes.
We show up to the party. Nobody is wearing suits. And we're like, what the heck are we doing?
But
and
we were
trying
dressed
to,
up.
And I'm trying to show LA off to
well,
Mike.
In
I'm
your
like,
defense,
it's going to be
I
a fancy party.
I thought y'all came from something before. But
that's what it looked like, probably.
So, yeah, so well, it was.
We get there and we go up to Cam and we're like, hey, Cam's not even wearing a suit.
Yeah.
And we're like, why is nobody wearing a suit? And he just started laughing. He's like, I just wanted to see if you guys would actually do it. So,
but we were like, it was kind of a cool thing because everyone wanted to talk to us because in LA, nobody wears suits, especially like young people to parties.
No.
So we walked in like a couple of businessmen and I think we had a pretty good time. And then, yes, I you can tell this part
okay,
of the story.
So fast forward, this boy who turns out to be Matt, you know, you have your bleach blonde hair, an earring in, you're wearing a suit. And I'm like, oh, God, he comes up to me. He's like, Patricia. And I was like, I guess you knew my name at this point.
I found your Instagram by this point.
Yeah.
So.
And I was like, I had to pretend like I knew who you were. And I was like, hi, it's so good to see you.
What's
that
going
was about
on?
It.
Yeah.
And I turned to my friend Jen. I was like, who is that? And she was like, oh, that was that boy, Matt. I guess he talked to you at the last party. Blah, blah, blah. And then I think you came back up to me and found me and gave me your number.
Yeah.
And that's when Cam was like, oh my God, he gave you your number or gave you his number. And I was like, yeah. He was like, oh, okay. And then you follow me on Instagram. And I was like.
And he was talking the whole night. There's this girl. She's got a little bit of a raspy voice. I think she's from Alabama. She's so cute. I think I'm going to talk to her. And it was like my first time in a party in LA. And there were so many people there. And I was just like, yeah, go talk to her. It's fine. Who cares? It's a party. Go, go, go. Yeah. Little did we know that he was planting the seeds. Of
I couldn't help myself.
I know,
Patricia,
I know.
You
She lit up the room.
Yes, and as cheesy as that sounds, that's entirely accurate on how like I felt like about Patricia. I was so drawn to you.
Opposites attract, because I was like, oh my God, who is this boy? Why is he coming up to me? I can say that now because
you've learned to love who he is.
I love the blonde hair,
the
too.
The goofy, tall.
It was just like, why is this boy with bleach blonde hair in a suit with an ear piercing talking to me?
I guess that is a little funky at an LA party.
And I think you did pull the, like, you're such a light line again.
Oh, yeah. I was hammered.
I don't know if it was a line, Patricia. I think he probably meant it.
We all know now he did.
Yeah. But like, for you, it's probably like, oh, this is his go-to.
No. And the thing is, though, I have never done that in my life.
Like, yeah, Matt's not the guy to, like, go and
way too aggressively, you know, ham up compliments towards someone to try to win them over.
Yeah.
I was just expressing how I was
feeling.
Well,
and that's kind of how it came out to me. Like, at first, I was like,
it was
kind of
cringy. I mean, I still look. I mean, I'm blushing so hard. I cringe about it every day. I wish I did it a little bit more.
Don't cringe about it. If you didn't do it, we wouldn't be here.
To continue the story, this was January. We're in the suits. I went home. I didn't meet anybody. Matt's going on and on about this girl with a raspy voice named Patricia. I said, I'm so happy for you. LA looks great. Maybe let's not wear suits next time. Let's dress like normal people. And then what happened?
Okay, so you followed me on Instagram, and then honestly, not radio silence, but like it was nothing. I mean,
I wasn't really ready to like kind of start anything. I didn't want to take you too seriously. Yeah. I was kind of like, I don't know, newly single, enjoying my time. I wasn't ready for like in a relationship or a total pure pursuit.
Well, I've been single since I was 16, and I wasn't ready either.
So, but then I guess like we would see each other around.
We kept on running into each other at very random. I mean, when I say random, it was like the Den and No Vacancy. But like, it was weird how we kept running into each other, I would say.
Yes.
Matt says this isn't true, but there was one night your friends couldn't get into Dirty Laundry because y'all were wearing shorts. And I was with my friends and I was sitting in the front of the Uber. And this is why I can tell you I didn't really like you at the moment, because I was not nervous. And I literally got out of the car and I went and said hey to you. And we came and hung out at y'all's old house.
Okay.
So you text me and I have a group of like 8 people. We're coming. The Uber drops us off in the middle of nowhere. We have no service. It is not your house. We don't realize it until the Uber drives away.
Because it's in the hills. And in the hills in LA.
We're all just sitting on this cul-de-sac, like trying to figure out
what to do. Oh, so you didn't have the
right. She calls me and is saying, like, we are like in the middle of your neighborhood, like 2 streets away, way too far of a walk. We don't have an Uber.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm hammered. Thankfully, Sean doesn't drink. Sean, I give him the keys to my car.
Yeah.
We go down like 2 streets or whatever. We find them all at the top of this hill.
Well, at this point, me and my friend Taylor went with you, but then.
So you went and picked the remaining people up.
Remaining people up, brought them over. We had a good time.
You guys played like some board games or something?
Picture, you know, Picture, the song Picture by Sheryl Crow and Kid Rock.
I don't.
Well, that's like our go-to karaoke song as a couple now. Okay. But we really bonded because we knew that song like the back of our hands.
Okay.
And then.
Yeah. And then that was it.
After this party.
Yeah.
Something that I recall is that Matt was like, oh, Patricia came over. It was great. We played games. We sang songs. I think it's going super well. I'm so excited. I think I'm going to ask her out on a date. Like officially. Or something like that. And then it was like a Saturday night, and everyone's, you know, there's a couple places we all go out to. The Den is one of them. And Matt goes to the Den, and who is there but Patricia? But not by herself. She's with another boy.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I only can imagine your heart.
Not only is she with this other boy, but then they kiss.
He kissed me. I do not like PDAs.
You kissed him back. But then again, this is me complaining about a girl that I'm not even dating yet.
You met like 1.5 times.
Yeah.
But Matt came home devastated.
Well, I go into the other room at the Den with you and I go, Patricia's kissing a guy. Like, I'm devastated.
Yeah.
She's...
Yeah, it was. He thought it was over. Like, I mean, in all fairness, like you were just a girl he met a couple times.
Yes, just
no expectations.
Right. It's not like you would tell me in the future, oh, I would like some of your Instagrams to show you I was interested.
Wait, what?
Exactly. It wasn't like we were, you hadn't even asked me on a date.
We look back on like, well, you weren't showing that much interest. And I was like, I was liking your Instagram.
I'm like, okay.
Stupid excuse. I know.
Okay.
But no, you, no.
But I think that made you want to ask me. So I met you the next day, officially.
The next day. So then I was like,
wait.
Oh, no. Because then I remember you left and I asked one of your friends, I go, is she dating that guy? And she was like, not really. They're just kind of like, on a date.
Flirting.
And then I go, okay, Mike, we're inviting Patricia to brunch tomorrow.
That was the day
and
after.
And guess what? So that's when y'all went to the American Express event.
Yes.
And we're at the Henry and you pull out your little embroidered bag.
Oh my
God. And you're like,
God.
Oh my gosh, look how cool this is. You should unzip it. You got one made for me too.
Yes.
That, wow. So we went to an event before. There was this person doing a personal stitching. I asked them to stitch the name Patricia on this bag.
That was unbelievable.
And then I got one made for me, but then I took the one with the name Patricia on it and I put it inside my bag. And then when I saw you, I said, hey, pretty cool bag with my name on it, right? And you were like, yeah, what? Neat. And then I said, open it up. And then there was one with Patricia.
Okay. And I think the best part about this story is this was like, what, middle of August? Okay, then there was nothing until like the end of September. So,
oh, after brunch, you guys didn't.
Well, yeah. Well, no, he would text me and he was like, come to, it was like a Sunday night. You're like, come to Delilah tonight. And then I would text you like 24 hours later and I would say, sorry, I went to bed early last night and I wouldn't text.
It's okay.
That's the true. I agree. Then it was like, you know.
Then you asked me on a
date. I wouldn't even say it was
you...
cat and mouse. It was mostly me being the cat and going after you.
And Patricia
you.
Was like just going through life and you're just like, I need this girl in my life. And she was like, make out with the guy at the den, go to brunch. I'm taking it easy. It's fine.
Yeah. It was a slow process.
And then it was, you were in Dubai with your brother.
Yeah.
And you sent me a picture of a storefront that said Patricia. Oh. Mind you, I believed until about 6 months ago that it was an actual storefront in Dubai.
I just went on Google Images and I searched store called Patricia because I was trying to think of something quirky to send her that wasn't like too try hard.
So you just found a random store
and
called Patricia and said this is in Dubai?
Up until 6 months ago.
Yep.
I've taken a look at Dubai before. You take one look at that storefront, that storefront's not in Dubai.
Oh, no, it's the weirdest looking store ever that I just found on Google Images.
Oh, before we continue, though, I want to ask what your thoughts are or what your thoughts were after this brunch. So you get invited, you meet this guy once or twice at a party. He invites you to brunch. And who? It was like my friends at brunch, right?
Yes,
it was like it was Scott
all,
and like
it was all of your friends.
Yeah.
Okay, so number one, you and I were like, well,
we were hamming it up.
Yes, and Matt was really concerned that you were scaring me, and I was like, no, Mike is great, he's hilarious.
Oh yes, because I was like being like a little, you know.
Yeah, you were being goofy but breaking
hamming it
up, the ice.
Hamming
yeah,
it
yeah.
up yeah
right.
yeah but Matt was
right.
super nervous also because at this event that we went to,
oh, he invited me to that, and
you invited her to the Amex brand deal.
Gosh, I did. You didn't show up because like it's just me getting on a mic saying, no, take a better picture of me doing this.
It's fine. But the the event, he was like, they were making these like things, these like, you know, embroidered things. And he was like, should I make one for Patricia? And I was like, that girl that you saw kiss a guy at the den last night? Like, sure, Matt, go for it. Because I, you know, just encourage the kid. It's fine. You know, swing for the fences. Anyway, so then you show up. You get this bag with your name embroidered on it. And
it was sweet.
What do you think?
I thought it was really sweet. I was also extremely exhausted that day. You were trying to rent a boat that day for all of us to go on. Okay. And
then also
you make everyone, you're like, okay, let's do credit card roulette.
Oh,
I'm sitting there shaking in my boots. I'm like, if I have to put my card down, like, I'm just going to have to tell them, like, it's not going to work. Sorry. Like,
credit
there's
card
like
roulette.
Seven of us out there. One, two, like, no.
just to explain what credit card roulette is, when you go to dinner with a bunch of people, you play credit card roulette. Everyone puts their credit card down when the bill comes, and you have the server pick one of the credit cards at random, and whoever's card they pick, they have to pay for the whole meal.
That happened to me one time with
and
our entire
group. And you got stuck
group.
With the bill.
Yes.
And it was like a fancy
$700.
Yeah. I don't think we were actually going to play it. I kind of didn't. It was more of like a fun.
I kind of think we ended up.
We didn't do it.
We didn't do it.
We were just joking about
it. Yeah, I think I was just joking about it. But okay, so you were not thrilled about that.
Not that I was not thrilled, but I was also just going to have to sit there and tell you. It's not going to work. It's going to get declined.
Yeah, okay.
No.
Fair.
And then we took an Uber And you're speaking Mandarin, I believe, to our Uber driver.
Oh, yeah. Well, Shua Zhongwen.
Oh. We were in a van, and I was so car sick. I was in the back left seat going up Laurel Canyon, and I was like,
where were we going afterwards? Back to our house.
To Zane's, like, or no, to Jason.
Todd and Jason lived there.
But there was a pool there, the thing in the back. Yeah.
We hung out. We got to know Patricia a little bit more.
Okay.
Oh, and then I asked you out to a movie premiere.
No. So you asked me on a date, and then you canceled because I think you had a podcast to record.
Yes.
And then was Dubai, and you texted me, and you were like, can we celebrate my birthday next week? And I was like, sure, when's your birthday? And you were like, July 9th. It was October 1st. And meanwhile, I knew my mom was coming into town that day.
Just weeding through files. What can I come up with a date?
Persistence is key. And thank God you were persistent.
Yeah, thank gosh.
Wait, so he asked you to celebrate his birthday in July when this was in October.
Yeah, I was like, sure, when's your birthday?
It was a funny thing to text.
I remember I was sitting at that, what's that place in Santa Monica next to Giorgio Baldi?
Oh, Anchor Bar?
Yes, I was sitting right there, and I remember that I didn't really want to be there, so your texts were making me laugh.
Okay,
but good. I said yes to doing dinner that night.
There we go.
Full and well knowing that my mom was coming into town, and I was going to have to cancel. But I think, I couldn't just say. Wow.
I mean, yeah, like when you're first starting to like get to know someone, I feel like there's like sometimes all this pressure of like, okay, I need to say yes, I need to be there, but also like, my theory is like they're also just a stranger, so it's like not a huge deal if things
like,
don't work
we
out.
We have total two separate friend groups and everything.
Oh yeah,
we had zero like mutual friends, hardly. We had
mutual connections, but
this seems like it's a disaster so far. It's like meet at a party, don't remember. Meet at another party, bring a custom embroidered gift to brunch that you
see a guy
like,
kiss me. I mean,
yeah. It's.
I just thought like
you believed in it.
She hasn't really said like, "Hey, I'm not interested in you at all."
Right.
But hasn't been like, "Get away from me."
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I'm gonna still keep asking her out.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay. So yeah, and then I guess. Maybe we had been texting some. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But
you hit me up.
No. One of my friends called Matt, pretended to be me.
Oh,
and
wait,
Matt,
right.
Matt found this out because I was like, sure, call him and see what they're doing.
And why didn't you just call him?
Because I didn't really care to.
Oh, my God.
She didn't like me, dude. She really didn't like
That's
me.
Fine.
I got
it's
very,
fine.
Very lucky.
So okay,
I got lucky that he gave me the time of day because he's the best.
Love takes time. It's like a seed that you have to plant. You have to water it. It has to grow. It has to sunlight, humidity. There's got to be a lot of factors for
exactly.
love to grow. Synthesis.
Because we are still growing in this relationship.
Photosynthesis.
Like we're getting to where we're just about to go on to like our first date. And
yeah,
that's when you
official...
asked me. Yeah. So you asked me to go to the movie premiere with you. But the funniest story about that party we ended up coming to. So we get there before you, and it's like me and four of my friends, and we had our McDonald's, and we're like, okay, let's just sit behind this car before they get there so we're not just, like, waiting around. So we're sitting there eating our McDonald's, and one of y'all's friends, like, comes up to us, and they're like, who are y'all? What are you doing? Why are you here? And we're all like, oh, Jesus. And I was like, Matt texted me to come here. I don't really know. I'm so sorry. And they're like, and thank God at this moment you were walking out, and I was like, in your shark costume, right?
Yeah, it was a last minute costume I pieced together from random stuff in Jason's
but like,
closet.
It was, we were sitting there, we're like, oh my God, this would happen to
this
us.
This is
just
for the Halloween party.
Yeah, and it was outside David's house, you know, where a lot of random
and
people
like, at
were trying
that
to
point,
show
we, none
get
of us,
into.
Like, I didn't know who y'all
right,
were,
right,
so
right.
I didn't really know.
And, you're,
and
we
that's
grilled.
What I loved also about you is that you had no clue.
She's looking
no
Auburn football
in any of this vlog squad stuff. Mm-hmm. She had zero idea who I was, and for me though, I found that
me.
So attractive. I
yes.
was like, I feel just like a fresh new person. You don't have some preconceived
or like ulterior
idea.
What kind of
me.
Turned me off though when you first followed me on Instagram was like you had like what a million followers, and I was like, he's not verified. Like, what does this kid do? Like, why
oh
is
my
he,
god,
why is
Patricia.
He like? I was like, this is just weird. Is
like,
he like,
it looks like I bought all of my
yeah,
followers.
Yeah, it was just weird.
Interesting. Because okay.
I didn't know anything about them.
Interesting.
Okay, this is becoming like the finale of this whole situation, kind of. There's like a bonus finale. So Tuesday, you still were asking me to go to this movie premiere. And I was like, oh no, he didn't forget. the entire day I was like, how am I supposed to cancel on this guy? I'm barely texting you back. I mean, I'm awful. I don't know how you kept dating me.
He was unloading all of his neuroses onto us. Like, she didn't text me back. It's been 23 and a half hours.
I guess Zane posted that video of you like freaking out that day, like about me canceling.
Oh, I was pretty transparent about everything going on via the podcast.
Oh.
So, you know, finally you texted me at 6. I'm sitting at the store I used to work at, and you're like, okay, I'm on the way. And I was like, oh crap. So I have to sprint home. I get ready. You know, we have a good time. Mind you, I don't think he realized that, like, I am a pretty shy person. But I mean, it was fine. I enjoyed my time with you. We went home, you dropped me off. That was it. And then we went to dinner that Thursday. And then that next Tuesday, lo and behold, here comes a podcast. Well, you know, I don't know anything about it, but my friend Tristan, you know, Tristan Watson knows everything about
it. Shout out to Tristan Watson.
Okay. Follow him on TikTok.
Follow him on TikTok, Instagram, everything. Everywhere. He's one of Patricia's really close friends.
And now our very close friend.
Yes.
And we love my best friend, their close friend.
He's hilarious.
Oh, he's your best friend.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
One day he will be my best friend, Patricia, so watch out. Tristan. Okay.
Okay. So Tristan, I guess, texted me. He was like, my friend's little sister just listened to this podcast and it's totally about you. So this is a week after
this movie,
Dr. Sleep. And we already went on another day after that.
I don't know this story at all. I'm very excited for this.
So on the podcast, they're talking about the Southern Belle that Matt took on a date.
Oh.
And how he's like, you're like, I like really, like all, I guess Mariah, Heath, and Zayn are like, yeah, we've never seen you. We haven't seen you like this in a while about a girl, like blah, 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 blah. And I'm sitting there like, oh God, oh no, oh no, oh no. And then you're like, but I thought it was going great and she didn't kiss me at the end of the date. And I guess Zayn was like,
Hold on. But we're not going to tell you our first kiss story. We'll save that for another time. But
Don't make it seem like
I was like, and she didn't kiss me.
Because you guys already had a first kiss, yeah. And then you went on a nice date, and then
that was like her saying, yo, bro, I'm not interested.
Okay,
in you.
Okay.
So I wasn't demanding a first kiss.
You didn't try, and I'm not gonna go in for a kiss.
True, I guess.
So then you asked me to go to this basketball game, and I called my brother and I was like, Philip, I don't know what to do. This boy really, really likes me, I think. And I don't know if I like him as much as he likes me. But, I mean, I think he's a really good guy, and I've enjoyed being with him. And my older brother was like, Patricia, he's asking you on dates. He seems really cool. If anything, it's a fun basketball game to go to. Like, go. And thank God I went, because then I started to like him.
Oh, was that the game that we went to? The Clippers?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
We went with you and Sam.
Oh, my gosh.
I held his hand that night.
The Clippers game is when you realize you liked that?
Yes, it was the Clippers game. Oh, yeah.
I remember you at the game were like, come on, man. Grab your hand.
Oh, I remember that Clipper.
But, I mean, I totally give up vibes, like, don't touch me.
No, I'm sorry.
And I was respectful.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry. I really give standoffish vibes sometimes.
Yeah, you were really a hard egg to crack.
Well, that's good, honestly. I mean,
I just had never felt this way about anybody ever, so I had to.
And clearly, I'm very thankful you're persistent, because we wouldn't be here today. So it was good. It was a good thing you wouldn't let me.
Well, I think what it was is like, sometimes people's like timings don't line up, and sometimes they don't line up in a way where it just never works out, right? Like I'm moving to Europe for a year, or I'm, you know, going to this job.
Fate had it, because we kept on running into each other.
Yeah.
And we were at very like normal bars that people go to, like in West Hollywood, Hollywood area, but like, it doesn't mean we all should be there at the same time.
Right.
Multiple times in a row.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
It just kept happening. It was like a repeating pattern of somebody who I felt so strongly about.
Yes.
That I was seeing often. It wasn't just like, oh, I saw this pretty girl at a party once that you never see again.
The solar system theory. Yeah. Like, me and you have crossed paths, like, I mean, we've talked about this before, but like many times before we actually met. And it's like one of those things where like we're all a different planet and we're circling around the universe, and like, some people's gravitational pull is strong enough to hold them together for like a minute, and then they spin off and never see each other again. Other times they're spinning once, twice, three times, and then they link together, and now they're in orbit together. And like,
I think it was the world's way of telling Matt that a Southern girl was the right thing for him.
And that's what's funny is like, you know, I'm from the South and from Texas, but I've been so over Southern culture.
Right.
Like, oh, I can never see myself being with someone very southern, and sure enough, I found myself back towards you.
A southern belle. Wow, I can't believe you talked about that on Unfiltered before.
A southern belle on it. I remember it so distinctly.
I wouldn't have said that. I didn't say that.
Somebody did on there.
Of course. Well, I could see Heath or Zane saying that for sure.
Yeah, southern belle.
I didn't know who any of them were at the point. So like, if I listened to it now, obviously I would know. But like,
it worked out, and now you like all of our friends. Yes, Zane, Heath, Mariah, you're in the crew.
Who do you not like?
Oh, let's just not go there right now.
A good summation is Matt is the guy who always asks, "Are you mad at me?" And your answer is always no.
He was asking me that on the plane the other day, and I said, "If you ask me that one more time,"
yeah, he used to ask me that all the time too. And then
I'm just exhausted, and I just have my ear pods in, and I'm just not. No, I'm not mad at you. What gives you that indication?
Your AirPods.
AirPods. I can't say that right. Okay, well, we have to say hello to my dad.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to your dad.
I need to tell. Okay, so today.
Shout out.
Wait, do your parents.
My dad is the biggest fan of Unfiltered, the biggest fan of Hoot and a Half.
Pete Black, number one fan. Oh, truly. Boy. Listens and watches every episode.
He's never listened to a podcast before in his life until these.
And now he's a fan.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Which I used to be very, very nervous about. The idea of like, oh my god!
But you didn't know my dad well at first. Like my dad is like
that was like me too. Like I would always like if there was something, you know, somewhat controversial. Like my parents listen to this, your parents listen to this, because you still have that idea of like we're kids. Like let's be good, you know, good kids. We don't want our parents to have negative connotations. But your girlfriend's parents listening to the podcast—that's a whole new level of like.
There have been
times. My dad acts like he's y'all. I mean, you would think both of my parents, they're such young souls.
He always tells me that I feel like we would get along. And I think we've texted via you two about, he had a question about an e-commerce thing.
Hamburger Heaven sauce.
Hamburger Heaven sauce. And can you explain what Hamburger Heaven is?
I mean, okay. So Hamburger Heaven is a hamburger restaurant.
That your dad owns.
That my dad owns. I've worked at a few times. A lot. I'm pretty good in there, actually.
What were your responsibilities at Hamburger
So
Heaven?
I actually got graduated up to the cash register.
Graduated up?
So over the summer, I worked there a lot because he had no help, and they were open like in the drive-thru, so I worked there. But when I was in high school, I was only allowed to expedite, which is just putting the food on the trays, because I tried to make a milkshake one time, and I dropped the whole jug of milk, and then I didn't clean off the little stem because it's like hand-spun milkshakes. Which they are the best milkshakes in Alabama.
Oh, they're bomb,
USA
dude.
Today.
Oh, Patricia. It's okay. You're 15. It's your first job. Your dad's restaurant. It's fine.
It happens.
So what is Hamburger Heaven sauce? Because I have that in my fridge and I always use it. Can you explain?
Oh, we have
it
everywhere.
Can't tell you the ingredients because, you know, it would give it away. But it's the best sauce. I'll tell you a little bit. It has Worcestershire sauce.
Yeah, that's helpful.
Ketchup, mustard, pickle juice. Mayonnaise, I believe, but it's like you can have it on chicken. I'm not even trying to plug this. I'm just talking about how much I love Hamburger Heaven sauce.
It's delicious.
It's kind of cool.
The new ketchup. It's ketchup 2.0.
Like, yeah.
It's got a little like I would not a tang, but it has like a good
kick.
Not even a kick. It's just the pickle juice in it that makes it so good.
Oh, there's pickle juice in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hamburger Heaven sauce.
It's delicious.
Did he ever implement my idea for...
Probably not, but I need to enforce that because...
Especially before this podcast goes out.
I know.
People are going to be asking about it. But if you're in the Birmingham area...
So there's a Hamburger Heaven on 280, if you know the Birmingham area, and one in Irondale. Irondale was the original one.
Okay, here's the question. Are you going to open one out here or what?
If I ever could find the right place... I mean, the thing is, it's like... It's so expensive. And the thing is, I want all the stuff that makes Hamburger Heaven great.
Which is?
It's, you know, the fresh meat and all the stuff that, like, gets imported down south that I would want from the...
From the farms you guys grow.
Yeah, and I would want that out here. And that's just an extra cost of money that it's like, is it even worth it? But I think if people tasted that hamburger, it would be 100%.
It would be a hit.
Oh, it would.
It's completely. Such a great name, too, Hamburger Heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but the thing is, he could never go past the southeast... Or South Carolina, I believe, because there's a Hamburger Heaven diner in New York.
Oh, really?
So there's like some competition and like trademark like reasons?
But they're not even, or something, but like he can obviously go like...
So they have beef?
No, we ate there one time. And
yeah, they have
it's
beef.
Not
they're
even
a
like...
restaurant. They serve beef every day. What else do we need to know about Patricia?
All right, well, I cheered in high school. I was in... Show choir, which is my most favorite thing ever.
Like
Show tunes?
Show choir.
You know, like Glee?
Yeah.
She was like Glee Homewood hardcore.
Homewood the Network. I really...
Da, 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 da. Isn't that what your song?
No, it was like...
It sounds like Living to
Be. I could still do the dance, but let's keep moving on from there.
Okay.
So then I was going to Ole Miss because my mom went there, and then somehow I decided to go to Auburn because I wanted to try out for cheerleading, which I did, and I did not make it.
Thank
God.
How come you didn't make it?
Oh, because it's so political.
Political.
100%. 100%.
That, you know, the politics of high school cheerleading.
college 100% political. They said I could, you know, you got to keep trying out to make it. But I was like, no. But, I mean, that's the reason why I'm here. So if I went to Ole Miss, I don't think I'd be living here.
Right.
Because I interned in...
What's Ole Miss?
Ole Miss.
What's Ole Miss?
My mom was Miss Ole Miss.
Yeah, it's not explaining what it is, guys.
It's a college in Oxford, Mississippi.
Sorry, I didn't know that piece of trivia. Oh my God. You don't know Ole Miss?
Ole Miss.
Hottie toddy.
What's your
War Eagle?
Okay.
War Damn Eagle.
What's your
War Eagle fly down the field, ever to conquer, ever to yield. War Eagle, fearless and true. Do you want me to keep going?
No.
Okay.
Is that really how it goes?
Yeah.
Do you want me to,
exactly? Auburn.
Do you want
like,
me to keep going? No. Is that in the?
No,
chair?
I was just asking you.
Oh, okay. That on the end. Okay.
Because it would keep going. So I went to Auburn, and then after that, I didn't make cheerleading. But I was like, okay, you know what? It was after my freshman year, so I interned in Nashville that summer because I was like, I got
to
get out.
All right. So after college, what brought you out to Los Angeles, California?
So I worked for the LA Kings when I first got out of here. Quickly realized that was not my thing. Luckily, my friend Jenna, who you know, full circle, she got me connected with Elizabeth Chambers, and I started working as a personal assistant for her family.
And her husband is?
Army Hammer.
Yeah.
So I worked for them.
Personal assistant for the Hammer family.
Yeah, I guess just kind of did everything from running errands to travel to booking travel to watch.
And you worked like with them in the house, like mm-hmm.
Yeah,
see.
But she has no nightmare stories. You had a great experience working for them.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
And then they I guess went to London for the summer, and then it just wasn't
working out anymore.
Yeah. Right. And so then I worked for a store just because I needed something quick, and then the pandemic hit.
And now you're flipping furniture.
I am, but I just have to find something that I'm passionate for that I can make money out of. That's not, you know, I guess I should sell my furniture I'm making.
She gets very attached to the
furniture
she bought.
I made this amazing plaster table. I mean, I just kind of realized if I wanted something, I just need to teach myself how to make it.
Yeah.
Like I wanted a big painting. So I was like, you know what? I don't know how to paint, but let's try it out. And I kind of realized through all that, I am... You know,
she's very talented.
Somewhat
at
creative.
It.
I learned how to plaster an entire table, and it is so sick, but it's still sitting in my garage because it's so heavy. I can't sell it because the table's free on the side of the road.
Sell this one and then make the next one.
Yeah, definitely. And the money you
actually, I keep this one, sell the next one because I think the next one will be even better because I know how to do it.
I think you'll be motivated to do the next one if you sell this one.
Shoot for the stars, and if somebody bites.
If you shoot for the stars, you'll hit the moon.
And just like you did with me, Matt, you shot for the star and you hit me,
ooh,
which is the moon.
And
that's right.
In summation, then, Patricia.
Patricia is a 26-year-old trying to figure out what to do with her life.
Well, I was going
to
ask a question.
What? I thought you were asking me to summarize myself.
No, I'm going to summarize something different.
Okay.
What do you love about my friend, Matt King?
Oh my gosh.
I haven't calmed down blushing this entire episode.
It's fine. You
okay,
got rosacea.
Well, so my like number one thing is family, and he loves my family well. And obviously there's so many more attributes to that, but you got to spend a lot of time with, you know, my grandparents before they passed away. And that meant a lot to me. I also love that I don't know. That we have fun together, and you're very kind to me always, and I can be kind of not that sensitive to you, and you still love me even if I'm doing mean things to you. Now, I don't do mean things to him.
You're just a little more rough around the edges, and Matt's a little bit of a sensitive, delicate flower.
Yes, but, and you're so kind, and you're so good to your friends, and you're so good to your people around you. And
yes, he is.
Thank and it feels sure, like sure. we have not been dating for just a year and a half. So I guess that says a lot. I enjoy being with you.
And Matt?
About what Patricia?
You, no, I was going to. What do you like about
me? What do I not like about Patricia? What do you like about me? Oh, about you, Mike?
I'm so we're going. So, so then you're going to tell me what you like about me.
Oh,
perfect.
Actually, not a bad idea. I was totally joking, but sure.
Sure. What do you like about Patricia?
No, you got to go first. It's got to be a perfect triangle.
Yeah, give me time to come up with ideas. No, I'm kidding. Believe me, I didn't ask the question unless I knew I had my answer already.
What I love about Patricia, one of the first things, though, I ever noticed about you that I was incredibly drawn to was how nice you are to strangers, and how anybody who, whether it's like your waiter, your waitress, someone working at an airport, Patricia, you are so kind to every single person because you know that every person is a person and deserves to be treated with the utmost respect, attention, and kindness. And that was one of the very first things that I knew that you were really great about. Second, I love how smiley and optimistic and happy you are. It's an incredible energy to be around, and it's very contagious. And how much you love your family and you cherish the loved ones that are in your life and you enjoy every little second you get with them and you never take a moment for granted. So those are my three things. But but Patricia though is the longest person to get out of a car ever.
Oh yeah, she does take a while. Also when we
pull I've gotten better with my packing though.
Well, that's good.
You got to take baby steps when
you're
not.
You'll be pulling up to the spot, and Patricia will be
You don't help
out of
me
the
either.
Car in 5 minutes.
Okay, you could
help
me.
Let's not turn this all back on each other.
Just
okay.
Pack up your purse.
You know what? I'm sorry. It's probably never going to change.
It's all a learning experience.
It's probably never going to change.
I'll make it very simple.
Okay.
What I like about Patricia is that she makes Matt happy, and that's good enough for me. Pound it.
We love you, Mike.
Oh, thanks. I never felt like a third wheel with you guys too. I'll say that.
We've done, you know.
You were a third cog.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of times,
I felt more of like the third wheel. Yeah, I loved it.
That's my main contribution to this is that it never felt like I was imposing, and you always made me feel welcome, even though like it was always new for the both of you, even though now it's, you know, feels like you're part of the family, obviously. But I never felt like I was imposing, and I always felt like very comfortable because, you know, a lot of the times I was third wheeling technically, but it was always just like, oh, we're just going to go and do something. And you guys were always so inviting. And yeah, nothing but love for Patricia Flack, everybody.
For the one and only Patricia.
Patricia.
Patricia Mike Sheffer.
Patricia.
Sorry, Matt, we don't have something like that.
Yeah, it's okay. I like that you guys have a thing.
Thanks.
Well, we just want to shout out Patricia. Shout out Patricia Flack. You can find her on Instagram. You can keep up with all of her furniture flipping, her
hamburger
painting,
heaven,
her arranging her bedroom around how many times she'll ever do it. I don't know. It will never be finished, nope. I guess. But yeah, follow her, like her,
subscribe,
comment on her stuff.
To sum up this whole entire podcast is persistence is key. Matt found that out when trying to date me. And I found that out when I was trying to make y'all ask me to be on your podcast.
Well, it all worked out in the end. Patricia Flack, everybody, ladies and gentlemen, give it up. Can't really clap with the microphone. But...
Say goodbye, Patricia.
Goodbye.